One way of thinking about it is, so what is mediate is mediated. Something mediated, accommodated. And what is mediated and accommodated is what we receive in our awareness, which is a function of the understanding. So the understanding is mediate. The things of affection, the will, are immediate. So we don't have direct access to what is immediate. We only have access to the immediate when it is mediated into a form whereby we can actually become aware of it. So anything we become aware of has been mediated in accordance with our state. And what that means is that, so accommodation isn't the Lord sort of looking at, you know, 7 billion minds on earth and accommodating things for each mind. The actual form of the mind is what accommodates, because it sets the boundaries. So it bounds what is in flowing. It gives form to it. And then it's something that we can actually grasp. It's about intent, right? I mean, it's the intent. There can be all sorts of limitations, natural circumstances and situations and mental capacity, and, like, you know, it's pretty complex. But it's all about intent. And while there may be restraints on what can be achieved so far as an external manifestation of a form conducive to communicating what is of heaven, that limitation, if the orientation is there, then the limitations are dealt with through the various states that have to be passed through, whether at this level of life or at that level when the body's put off. Like, but the process continues on. The orientation continues to eternity. So it's not a fixed thing. You know, that's what this work brings you to see, right? That you can only see what capable of seeing and no more. So it's not like the Lord pulling all these strings in terms of, oh, I can only handle this. It's the actual form of our mind that determines what we can handle or not. And nothing extends beyond that. So we see what's ours to see, and then that gives opportunity for response from the Word, which is what self-examination and repentance is all about. But what we forget is that the form is the form. It's not the thing itself. And when we forget that, then that falls into idolatry, externals being given value over internals. But, you know, we can't grasp anything we don't have a concept of. So the Word supplies us with the concepts that are needed in order for what is in flowing to become something that we can actually grasp and do something with. And so there has to be this loosening up of our own tendency to possess what arises. So this is the thing with form. When something becomes a thing, it gives us the option then to grasp it, whether that's a mental thing or an actual physical thing. Physical things are illustrations of mental tendencies, which is, you know, we grasp on to, for example, our sense of self as something real and substantial, rather than being an appearance as a result of the inflowing life of the Lord. And then we build a whole life or a whole world of illusion around the idea that I am. And that ultimately has to start to be broken down if there's going to be any kind of spiritual awakening. And that's the process we go through. And so the kind of immediate influx is like Moses. It's the law divine, which is flowing in, ordering, all looking to the end of the regeneration of the human mind. But there has to be an as of self response in order for that to become effective, because you need reciprocation, which is loving the Lord from the Lord. So there's nothing in ourselves that actually can do anything spiritually. It's all given by the Lord. You know, the Lord is pure love. And only looks to what is good. And in the reception of that, by means of truths, we come to see the state of our life. So truths are needed to reveal the chaos that we are, because we're oblivious to it without those truths. And then that creates the conditions within which we can work as if of self.